It's not mine, it's
His.
And if it belongs to them, you say it's not mine, it's
belong to them.
It's theirs.
You see, if somebody had a car out there and somebody comes to, I want to buy that car, I say it don't belong to me, it belongs to them.
Mm-hmm. So it's not mine, it's theirs.
No, yeah, it belongs to them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you might ask me, say if I left this when I was leaving, you might ask me, oh, isn't this
yours?
Uh-huh.
Well, is this yours you're leaving?
And say if a group of people had been over at your house and they were fixing to leave, you might say, well, I hope what come back again. I hope.
Yeah, come back when you can. I hope you'll make your trip safe. I hope you get home all right. I hope you find everything all right and you get there.
Uh-huh. Would you say you if you were talking to a whole group of people?
Y'all.
Uh-huh.
I'd say y'all.
What if there was a group of people at your house and you were asking them about all of their coats? You'd say, well, where are
these people's coats? You know?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were talking to them, you'd say,
where is your coat at? Or where y'all hung your coats at? Or where y'all put your coats at?
Uh-huh. Say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well,
were very many people there at the party?
Or you'd ask, well, who?
Well, sometimes I'd ask if it was some special person I thought was there, would have been there. Was very many people at the party? Was John there?
Uh-huh.
Jack, was he there?
Well, what about who all was there? Would you ever say that?
Well, that's providing if I was involved in it and I was giving a party or giving something, invited people, I'd say who all is there, because I'd be an invited a lot of people, and
uh-huh.
Sometimes I just ask who all is there.
Uh-huh. What if there was a group of children out playing that belonged to more than one family? You might ask about them, well,
who all children is them?
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for.
If nobody else look out for them,
then they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do that for them, you say he better
go on to home to his parents. Way back young, I could say I could look out for him, because he could
uh-huh.
talk to children and tell children things and be a listener to. But now mm-hmm. he can't tell nobody child nothing now.
Or you could say, well, he better look out for.
Look out for himself, or going on, making go home to his daddy or mama or wife and running away from your house.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you had been fishing, I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no. What a one, no?
No, I didn't say I had no luck today. I didn't catch none. Yeah, I had good luck. I caught a string of fish today.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say I didn't catch nary one?
Well, very seldom a person say that. Just say most I didn't have no luck today.
Uh-huh. Say if it was icy outside and someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over.
Well, slipped down and fell on his back.
Or he fell over back. He
fell over backwards.
And this way would be?
Forwards.
And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
It's a short piece down the road, a short piece across the way, or 3 miles down the road.
Uh-huh.
You can't miss it.
And say, if you were taking a trip and you still had about 300 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
long way to go yet.
Okay. And when you're plowing with a horse, you guide him with
with some lines.
Uh-huh. What about when you're riding on him?